Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Accident at Keyhole Reservoir results in two fatalities. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Sheriff's Office in Crook County received a 911 call on Thursday, December 15th at approximately 9 p.m. to a report of a man driving his UTV on Keyhole Reservoir and falling through the ice, according to the press release from the Crook County Sheriff's Office. Pine Haven Fire and EMS, Moorcroft Fire and EMS, and Wyoming Game and Fish located the man and got him safely off the ice. He had managed to climb out of the water on his own prior to their arrival. The release says at almost the same time, three residents arrived on scene, presumably to help. Witnesses who were watching say they lost sight of the UTV while it was driving out on the ice. Once the rescuers reached the scene, the original man was removed and a second man was located and taken off the ice as well. It was discovered the UTV with the three residents had driven into open water and two of the occupants were still missing. The two recovered males were transported to Campbell County Memorial Hospital for treatment. Poor visibility, frigid temperatures, 40 to 50 mile per hour winds, and snow forced the rescue operation to cease at 11 p.m., according to the release. The search resumed at 7:30 a.m. on Friday, December 16th. Rescue units from Crook County Sheriff's Office walked to the area the individuals were last seen, where there was a substantial area of open water. They located the spot they believed the UTV had entered, but did not locate the other two people. As of 11 a.m. on December 16th, the efforts to rescue the two individuals were reclassified a recovery mission, according to the Crook County Emergency Management Facebook page. At approximately 4 p.m. on Sunday, December 18th, both missing people were recovered. Natrona County provided additional equipment to aid in the efforts. Crook County Sheriff Jeff Hodge said, "They want to thank everyone for their efforts and support. It was an extremely difficult mission. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families and the Pine Haven community." No names of the involved individuals have been released at this time. After their workshop was canceled due to weather on Thursday, December 15th, the Campbell County Library Board will discuss the collection development policy at tonight's regular meeting. The meeting will be at Campbell County Public Library at 6 p.m. this evening. Immediately after the regular Campbell County Commissioner meeting on Tuesday, December 6th, Chairman Del Shellstad held a public meeting with the Library Board and staff to discuss a path to a resolution for the 18-month-long controversy over alleged sexually explicit books in the teen and children's sections. At the meeting, Chairman Sage Baer stated she believed the collection development policy is the key to solving the issue. She produced a document outlining her suggestions for changes to the library's current policy. It is used as a guide for library staff when choosing titles to be purchased for the library. In addition to their regular agenda, they will be discussing the policy and any proposed changes, including Baer's suggestions. One of the proposed changes would be to add a new adult section to the library. The new adult area would be a place to put books that fail to meet the criteria for the children and teen sections. Another concern expressed by another board member, Chuck Butler, is the ages that are associated with the teen section of the library. Currently, the teen area is listed as 12 to 17 years old. The library is expected to hold its public comment period as usual at the meeting tonight. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.